Welcome to the ID Element. Today our show is about interoperability, and I'm Donovan Follett. We're going to talk about interoperability between Geneva Server and information cards and a PHP application. So this show should be very interesting to our PHP developers out there. I also have with me some special guests today, and they have developed a software as a service application that they offer, and I'm going to let them go ahead and introduce themselves to you. Brian?
My name is Brian Otis. I'm the president and co-founder of Intand. And Intand is a company that provides an application called Tandem for Schools. We're specifically focused on helping schools and school districts do three things. One, manage their district, run their schools, and connect with their community. I'll talk a little bit more about Tandem here in a second, but
yeah,
I'll introduce the brains behind the operation.
My name is Scott Otis. I'm also with Intand. I'm the co-founder along with my brother Brian. I'm the CIO, CTO, lead developer.
So, okay, great. Welcome, Brian and Scott.
Thanks.
Hi, my name is Vijay Rajgopalan. I'm one of the architects in the interoperability technical strategy team. We are very interested in the interoperability of identities, particularly the work that Intand has developed in this case.
Okay, very good. Welcome all. Brian, let's start off with just the business side. You were talking about the application that you offer to school districts.
Absolutely.
And what does it take to, or for a school district to get set up and on board onto your application, and what specifically then did information cards do to help out that process?
Well, the technical aspects of it, I'm going to turn over to Scott, but I'll just set the framework of what Tandem does for school districts, because once we set the framework, it allows the power of what we're going to talk about to really shine through.
Great, thanks.
Tandem is an application that is not focused on grades or anything like that. You know, I didn't focus on grades when I was in high school, so we're not going to focus on it during an application. But when you think about a school as an entity, as an organization, it's a very complex organization with a lot of moving parts. And there's many roles that help run the school district and manage the schools. And then you have parents outside that are really looking to connect with events. And so what Tandem does is it helps manage all the facilities and the groups that are doing events in those facilities. It's
okay.
A very complex way of saying the basketball team playing a game in the gym, or the drama club meeting in the math classroom to have a meeting about the spring performance. So Tandem does all that online,
okay.
And it does it in a very seamless way that allows parents to connect in, but allows a school and school district to be conflict-free with all the events that they have going on across their district. So
okay.
When this project came up, it was very interesting from our perspective, given all the requirements that were coming in. So,
okay,
I'll turn the technical things over to Scott. But
all right,
that's a quick summary of what Tandem does for school
okay.
districts.
Okay, well, we'll go there in just a second. But there are a variety of different principles, not a school principal,
mm-hmm.
but principles as security principles that need to access your applications. You have administrators, you have parents, you said, and students as well. So how, as a school district, would they set up those different individuals before you work with information cards?
Certainly. So there's a couple steps to setting up Tandem for a school district. Some of the main things are making sure that digitally you're representing what's in actual reality. So setting
right.
up all your facilities.
Okay.
There's only one gym, so there should only be one gym in the digital world.
Right.
There's only one basketball team, so there should only be one basketball team digitally. But there's also a set of permissions that come along with different roles at a school district. You think about somebody like a superintendent versus a technology director versus the communications director versus a teacher versus an athletic director, activity director,
right.
all the way down the line.
Sure.
Many times at a big district, those are very specific roles. Many times at smaller school districts, the history teacher could be the athletic director, which could
right.
be the drama performance coach, which could be, you know, the superintendent. I mean, there's
sure.
so many different cross
right.
roles. So before, you know, BC, before, you know, this project, This was done through our application by setting up permissions on, you know, a directory that we had inside of Tandem.
Okay.
And you identified those that were administrators that had the ability to add events. You set up parents' roles who would sign in, to, who could see a little bit more information than maybe somebody would in the general public.
Okay.
So outside of the roles that are inside of a school district, you have certainly students, parents of those students, and you may also have community members who are interested in what's going on at the school district. Maybe they're just fans of high school football, you
right.
know, and they want to know what's going on a Friday night.
Right.
So there's those outside, more public roles, and then you have the internal administration roles. And with all of those roles, you have varying levels of permissions that you would be granted inside of our application.
Right. And so in at the school district level then, mm-hmm. all of those identities, somebody had to log into your application, mm-hmm. create those individual identities and provide usernames and passwords or some access path into your application. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's correct. You know, whether someone signed themselves up or an administrator who has had administrative privileges inside of Tandem signed them up, really it took somebody at the school district granting those permissions to that person inside of our application on okay. an individual basis.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, very good. That lays a great foundation.
It's a great foundation
for us here. Now, BJ, there are three different technologies that are at play here. We have Geneva Server. We have information cards, which come into play. We also have the Zend framework, and then I guess would be fourth, we have the Intand application itself. But would you just set for us the architecture and maybe whiteboard out for us the architecture and the roles that Geneva Server plays, the role that Information Card plays, and then the work that's been done, the interoperable work that's been done on the Zend framework itself?
Absolutely. First, let me set the stage with the different technologies that are put to use here. The first thing is Geneva Server. Geneva Server, as we all know, is a new technology that provides claims-based access control across network boundaries. Mm-hmm. In this particular case, what Intent has done is basically they are using Geneva Server to distribute claims for any application that they could use to make authentication and authorization decisions. So a partner application or a cloud application could map these claims to set of roles that they have and make their authorization decisions. The last but not least, one important thing where it really makes sense is particularly it only produces minimal disclosure. You don't have to disclose the entire PII of the end users. Instead, it provides only minimal disclosure-based authentication and authorization decisions. So let me quickly whiteboard
yes,
this
please.
As well. Before that, I've got to mention a couple of additional okay. points here. You asked me about the role of information cards here and the Zend framework as well. About a year and a half back, Microsoft, in order to demonstrate the interoperability of information cards, we sponsored four different efforts to showcase how digital information cards can be used in heterogeneous web applications.
Okay.
So what we did was, one of the projects was the Zend framework version of the PHP module. What it allows is, if you are in web application written using PHP, you could download this open source Zend framework mm-hmm. to enable support for information card in your web application. So we supported this initiative for four different heterogeneous web platforms, including Java to support IBM WebSphere, Apache, that framework, and PHP for the LAMP stack, and Ruby on Rails for the LAMP stack as well,
okay.
as well as a C module generic enough to cater IIS, Drupal, and heterogeneous web service as well. There are four different information card modules that are distributed as open source, so anybody can download, contribute code as well. So in this particular case, I'm really excited that Intent had also made quite a bit of changes to this Zend framework PHP module that Scott will explain shortly as well. So
okay.
I'll quickly
yes,
walk through this. So, this is Lake Washington School District. Apparently, they have an Active Directory-based infrastructure. They use SQL Server And then they have line of business applications such as enterprise app, let me call it ERP, and they have some portal applications, let's call it SharePoint. What they have done is implemented Geneva server here to provide access control for all these resources to heterogeneous applications. As I said, Claire, Geneva server provides claims so that you can use it to make authentication and authorization decisions. Here, for these ERP applications, they are using claims APIs to make such decisions as well. These are the claims APIs. Is it legible enough?
Or okay. Oh, we're okay. Just okay. Talking it through is fine.
So, so in this case, what they have done is essentially, this is the relying party web application. Let's call it as the web property of the Lake Washington. Here, they have an application here. This is the consumer-facing app. Let's call it as a web server. And then they have the identity store here. So this is the area where they have implemented the Zend's PHP model. This application, I believe, is written using PHP. So as an end user, when I access this application, this is where the PHP module processes the claims-based tokens that communicates to the Geneva server. There is a trust between these two to get the tokens so that the users can get authentication and authorization to any of the properties within this organization.
Okay.
Is that clear? Any questions on this?
And so with the information cards then?
The purpose of information card is to provide users with safety and security fundamentally. That is the primary role of information cards.
Okay.
The secondary role is, of course, to reduce the password fatigueness. So if you're accessing multiple sites, you wanted to use secure way of transacting, it provides that. So in this particular case, an end user for the Lake Washington School District's web property could be a student or a teacher or an administrator in the school. So based on the role that they belong to, they automatically get the right sets of claims that gives access control to different applications and properties. Particularly in this case, students are allowed to know what is their timetables, schedules. Parents would be able to have access to their grades and where the student is right now, what class they are attending, things like that.
Right. Okay, very good. Scott, would you like to add anything to this with respect to more specifically defining your architecture according to that?
Well, I mean, that's pretty close. There's obviously some more details about our specific server setup and programs that we use for development. But that definitely gives a very good high level overview.
Okay. Of what's going on. Okay, so you did all the development on the PHP side to make your application claims aware.
Mm-hmm.
And you did some work on the Zend framework as well. So why don't you talk to us a little bit about the work that you did on the Zend framework?
Okay. Well, let me just give you a little background on my experience and with PHP and some of the information cards and the specifications around that.
Okay.
Before a couple months ago, before Lake Washington School District and Microsoft came to us with this partnership opportunity, I really hadn't had that much experience. Didn't know a lot about SAML or WS Federation or any of the identity card specifications. So this is a good learning experience for me. But at first, we had to go look. There's obviously going to be some frameworks out there that already understand a lot of this, a lot of these specifications. So we looked around to see what frameworks were available and what would understand the information cards and the SAML tokens and everything. So we eventually landed on the Zend InfoCard framework because it felt like to us the best fit and had the most robust work done on it already. So once Lake Washington got their Geneva server up, we were able to start playing around with implementing our side of it. And once that was available, we ran into some issues with it, the Zend InfoCard framework working correctly.
Okay. So what were those issues?
So I had to kind of investigate and learn up, read up on some of the OASIS specifications and kind of dig into their framework and see exactly how they did it. And found that there was really three issues that we were having through the framework. One was when the SAML token comes to us, the XML token comes to us from the Cardspace app on the local machine, which comes from the Geneva server.
Okay.
It specifies what certificate was used to encrypt the data coming to us.
Right.
There's a couple different ways that you can do that, and in the framework, Zen InfoCard framework, they only implemented one of those ways. So I had to make it aware of the way that the Geneva server was using to specify what certificate it was using to encrypt the data with.
Okay.
So I had to do some work around
there.
That. I had to put some logic in there to identify which way it was using. Which way the XML token was using to specify the certificate, and then I had to put some additional code in there to, when you specify what certificates you are going to be available to consume, or you're expecting the XML token to specify, I had to get some extra data out of the certificate when the framework reads it in.
Okay.
When you're initially creating the framework object in your code. So that was the first hurdle I had to figure out. And then the second hurdle was the XML framework in PHP that they use to access a lot of the XML nodes and data in those nodes is called Simple XML.
Okay.
And it is very nice for doing accessing very simple XML, kind of by its name, but there's some funky things around when you have lots of different namespaces in your XML.
Okay.
And different namespace names. So I had to go in there and do a lot of work just changing around some of the code so it uses XPath and it registers the right namespaces.
Okay.
So I had to do that in a bunch of places. And then finally, once those two things were fixed, we started really getting all the claims, and it was working. The only problem after that was the claims that, specifically in Lake Washington's case, they were using a group claim to specify the position of the user as well as what schools they were in.
Okay.
So in the framework, it only stores one instance of a particular claim.
Okay.
URI. So each claim is specified its own URI. The first name, a last name has a specific URI.
Right.
The email has a specific URI. Well, a group has a specific URI. And the framework, the Zend InfoCard framework, was storing the claims with a key of its URI. So
okay.
If you had multiple first names or emails, you would only get one of them.
Oh, right.
And in our case, we were getting multiple groups.
Groups, okay.
The position and school name, etc. So I had to, just change that code around a little bit so it didn't store it, by its URI, but made an array out of it or what
okay.
have you. So once I figured all that stuff out, it was very, very easy actually to use the framework to incorporate being claims aware and this identity card aware. So after that, it only took a day or two to really incorporate being able to consume claims aware identity cards. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the security tokens,
mm-hmm.
when the user, whether it's a student or a parent or administrator,
right.
Logs in,
mm-hmm.
Or hits your application, logs in with their information card.
Absolutely.
Essentially, they are authenticated to the Geneva server.
Yes.
Geneva server pulls claims or attributes out of Active Directory.
Yes.
Packs those up in claims,
mm-hmm.
signs a security token,
yep.
and ships that down to you via Cardspace.
Yes.
Okay.
And then really a lot of the heavy lifting is done by the Zend InfoCard framework to
okay.
just get the claims out of it.
Okay.
And then after that, it's basically just in an array that we can move through to identify the person.
Okay, so that front-end work that you have done in the Zen framework,
yes.
Dan, that's work that ultimately, and we can talk about this in a few minutes, what
yes.
are the next steps, but that's ultimately work that's already been done or for other developers.
Right.
And really, developers should just be dealing with, from an applications perspective, how do I now grab those claims and use those in my application?
Absolutely.
Okay, so from that claims-based architecture perspective,
absolutely.
What do you see as a developer are the benefits from that, or you know, writing your application to that claims-based architecture?
Well, in specific, my only experience has been with the Zend Info Card framework, but it was very easy after I had to do some work in it. But people that are going to be using it after I commit those changes, after that, then it's going to be very easy for people to get involved. A big benefit for us doing this to our application, from a school's perspective, is just managing the identities at their school. And it just makes that a lot easier, getting people identities into the system and then managing, the identity lifecycle. It just makes it a lot better experience because you're managing those in the Geneva server instead of in our application. And when a school has, five different applications that do different functions, they're all in the cloud.
Yes, right.
This is, a big problem for them right now. And we've encountered this request to have something like this many times before. So this is it. Exciting for us.
Okay, good. Brian, do you have anything to add to that?
There's so much information about individuals at schools that is so personal to families, to the school district itself. Having an Active Directory just there in general enabled allows applications like ours to offer a level of security that starts to reach the point that schools deserve.
Okay.
And from our perspective, just having that information be secure is comforting for us as much as it is comforting for the school districts themselves and the individuals there. So from an efficiency standpoint, it's super efficient.
Okay.
Switching between applications and using the same permissions and claims. But in specifically Intan's case, given that there's so many activities in tandem and so many different people want to get to those activities, having the ability just tangibly to maybe only display the game information for one individual, but display game and practice information, or only drama performances for one individual, or only drama performances and practices. We're starting to get closer to that.
Sure.
And that's exciting for us.
Sure.
Yeah.
So the Active Directory, in some schools' cases, that is already being used by their administrative staff, they're managing their identities,
mm-hmm.
that load is already being taken care of, and you don't have to duplicate that now over into your application.
Ultimately, isn't that what you want technology to do? You don't want to do double work, ever. And, tandem the application really for us is digitizing facilities and groups in a way that allow a school to be conflict-free when planning all their activities. Well, why not have your digital identities managed in the same way? If you do it once, why do it 14 different times?
Sure.
So, for us, you're actually piggybacking on work that's already been done.
Right.
And just authenticating inside of our application. So, I don't know a technology director in the country that wouldn't be interested in this. Hands down. You look at it and you just go, this is interesting. As the son of a technology director at a school, Scott too, I know that, my dad is very excited about this, and he represents the same characteristics that most technology directors have across the country.
Very, very good. Okay, next steps. Scott,
yes.
VJ, what are the next steps for the Zend framework getting this back in?
Absolutely. This is really fascinating work, and I want to congratulate you for making the effort to implement these changes. And I think from Microsoft's standpoint, we are extremely happy that ultimately the community is going to get benefited by this work that you're making.
Yeah.
Our intention primarily for starting these open source efforts were broader adoption of newer interoperable technologies like Geneva Server, which implements SAML protocols, Information Card, which also showcases the
the heterogeneous web platforms can accept digital information card. Our goal is to have broader adoption, and I think you contributed to this effort really is a great thing. And we'll absolutely love to take your commit, and we'll facilitate the process to make sure it reaches the Zen Framework code base as well.
Yeah, that's definitely our end goal too. We're just one part of a school district, and there's many different applications that they use. And it's definitely a benefit for a school district to having Geneva Server and having us being able to manage their identity at the Geneva Server side. But if they have 14 different applications that are not Geneva, you know, are not consuming claims from their Geneva Server, then it's not as big of a win for us. So being able to contribute this back to the community is just, it not only helps the community, but it helps us
as well.
Very good.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very, very much for joining us today on this segment of the ID Element.
Cool.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.